Hi. Listen. Can I tell you a few things?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. Can you get on the private line?
Oh, fine. Hold on.
It won't take long.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yeah. First of all, I'm going to stay here, like you suggested. I think it's the best.
Well, I didn't suggest it. I just said you will. I don't think
I asked you what you thought, and you said I should stay here. And I agree with you. I didn't do it because you told me to, but I do think it's best, at least for now. And second, Eric, I want to tell you a few things, because this is kind of a wind-up, I think. You know, when they did these things to me, when these bad things happened to me, it really messed me up. I was literally scared to go outside, and it affected my mind.
Oh, I know, in Lancaster, you mean, Ohio and all that.
Well, when they were first really bearing down on me in 1995, when they put that thing in the car, and they put it in 95, and they were listening to everything, and then everything I would say that it was in any way weird, they would do something to me to let me know it was to let me know they were listening and I better shut up. But Eric, you know, I guess after three are you there?
Yeah.
After three prosecutions, you know, fake prosecutions to make me shut up, and when I didn't shut up, they put that thing in the car.
Yeah, the GPS and the microphone, you mean?
Sure. And it. That was when it was really the most fearful for me, because I didn't know what was happening. I could see that there was some connection, but I had no idea they could do such a thing. I just had no idea, and I was wondering who would do it. I couldn't imagine who was doing it. Anyway, nobody had any reason to be against me. What's wrong, Eric? Do you have to go?
No, I'm just listening. You said listen. I'm listening.
Okay. And then when they killed my baby, when they started that stuff in 1998, the first one was overseas. It was so frightening, you can't believe it. It was something that.
Well, I know. It's
when
not...
I did it, when they did it the first time, I was even careful what I should eat, and I would not go to any restaurants, and I was so careful. But they always found a way to do it. Anyway, they did it three times, and it's that span from 1998 to 2000. To Christmas 2001. That was after my one son was born, and they did it again to me. I was pregnant again in like 4 months, and because I was taking fertility drugs, and I was pregnant again.
Oh.
And they killed it. And you can't imagine how horrible it was. And even before I tried to get, before I got pregnant the first time, when they killed it, they gave me some Depo-Provera, which is a contraceptive, and I couldn't get pregnant for at least 6 months. I had all these physical symptoms, and I knew that they had done something, and that was in Illinois at that abortion clinic where that... Anyway, Eric, you saved me. I think maybe when Alex Jones, when I first started calling Alex Jones and he wasn't in a position to do it, maybe somebody notified you. I'm not sure, of course, I don't care, but maybe somebody notified you and say, hey, can you talk to her? And you know I called you by that anyway.
Right.
But whatever happened, you got me. And I think from what I do know of your attributes, I think it's perfect. You have that mixture of incredible gentleness and kindness and an absolute, I don't know what the word is, absolute masculinity at the other end. You know, to stand up to these people.
Oh,
I know you have it. I've seen it. I've seen it in some things that you do. But you're so gentle and kind, Eric. And you can understand why I fell for you, don't you?
Well,
I was in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
And someone after all this time, Keith was nice to me. And he did what he could, but he didn't have any clue that what to do. And he was like, not somebody who could, he didn't have the strength of will that you did. And it was just wonderful what you did, and that's why it happened. And nothing you've done has ever been to my detriment, Eric, not one thing. that I can think of, and I really mean that. I'm not just saying that so you can record it and tell everybody how nice you are.
Well, I know, I know.
Because I know you don't do that. And you told me that we are alike, and you may have told me that for different reasons than...
Well, we have similarities. You're on my website, right?
But we do have similarities, Eric.
Everybody does, though. We have similarities with the weirdest of people.
Well, I'm really quiet. Most of the time when I was left alone as a child and as a college student, and then even as a law student, I was really quiet. And the only way that the Zionists there in Cincinnati found out about me was by listening to my phone conversations. And not at one time did they ever, anybody, even my family, ever tell me that my phone was being listened to. Nobody.
Why would they tell you that?
Because it was being listened to.
I know, but they're not going to tell you if they're listening.
Yeah, but it was my family. They contacted my family and told them about it.
Oh.
And, you know, and did a background check on me and all that crap. But nobody told me, not one person. It just freaks me out because I know that if I knew my friend or relative was being listened to, I would say something.
Well, you said they all think you're crazy, though.
Honey, nobody thinks I'm crazy.
No, you're saying your family.
No, they don't. That was arranged. My mother was told that I was that I was.
Well, I mean, the reason why is kind of pointless. They all believe it, right?
No, none of them do.
Well, what do you mean? You said they believe it. Whether it's for real or not, they
don't.
Then why do they do it?
My mother pretended to believe it, but now she's pretending to be senile when I know she's not.
she's pretending to be senile?
Okay, we don't need to go into
all
it.
All right,
because
it's not. I know it's pointless.
No, I'll tell you anything you want to know, but there's no point going into it because...
Well, I know, it's ridiculous anyway.
She's no harm. She can't do any harm to me, Eric.
Well, I know, she's getting old, I know.
But the sad thing is that... It went on for so long.
Yeah.
And Eric, since 83. And I also want you to know, just because it's how I am, that, you know, you are getting older, and I am too. And if you do want a woman to marry, I will marry you anytime you want. I won't ever love anybody else, Eric. Not because you're so special and wonderful, but because it's just the way it works.
Right.
I'm older now, you know?
I know. You've told me.
And I think I could make a good wife to you, assuming you would ever want one. Some men don't, and then some men do.
Well, I think everybody does.
I had a cousin who was in the FBI. I think he just died. He was like 95. And when he was 72, he had been married earlier in his life, but when he was 72, he got married again to this woman, and apparently it was a big success. I mean, she was like 20 years younger, but, you know, they got along real well. He was real...
Yeah.
Anyway,
it works out for some people.
It does, Eric. Even if they're the independent type like you, I know that...
Yeah, but everybody... You can say everybody.
But some men, no matter how much they like women or enjoy their company, they don't want to get married because women bind them down.
Well, it depends on
really
the woman.
If they're really go-getters, a lot of the time they won't get married because they want their freedom.
Yeah, but it used to work out. It's just this feminist movement that's screwing it up.
Eric, they did screw my life up. You know, I started listening to that stuff in high school and college, and since I wasn't savvy like I am now, I just listened to it and didn't know any better, and I sort of obeyed it without even thinking about it because it went against my Catholic background. But I just, you know, it like hypnotizes people, and they can't think for themselves anymore, and they especially don't have the old ways to look back on because everybody instantly abandons their old ways. That's never happened in the history of the world that I know of.
Oh.
You know, even when tribes, for instance, in Europe were conquered by other tribes, there was always a merging of the two cultures. There was never a complete replacement like you find now.
Yeah.
And this is something new, Eric. I've been thinking about these things, and I want you to know these things. Because I'm going to try to get a life here, Eric.
All right.
And if I can't, look, I do. I could leave. I have one hope. I don't think Ireland's going very well. I would go there because the people, I like the people. I like them. But Iceland and Sweden are my type of people too. But Iceland doesn't let anybody in, and Sweden, I do know people there, so I would probably go there. Even though they're really restrictive and everything, they have a good culture. You know, the people are independent and intelligent and educated, and then really, what else do you need?
Yeah.
I know you don't have much to say, but...
Well, if you want to go, you go. But I don't think you're going.
No, I said if it doesn't work out here.
Yeah. Yeah. I know what you mean, if it doesn't work out.
Eric, you're important. You're very important. If for nothing else than for the work you've already done, you're just a tribute to mankind to show the best of what people can do. And I know you're very disciplined. You follow a strict schedule, don't you?
I follow a what schedule?
A strict schedule.
Well, I don't know.
You keep yourself very disciplined and under control.
Well, I don't know.
And you also stood by me all this time, even when I probably aggravated the hell out of you.
Stood by you? Well, I don't exactly have a choice, really.
Well, sure you did. Anybody has a choice when it comes to that, but you did your duty. I think you did your duty as you thought you should.
Oh.
And you did it, and it's over, I guess, Eric. But you did it, and it was a long time, but it was worth it, wasn't it? You saved me. You saved me from those people.
Well, whatever. If you did,
you gave me the rest of my life. I might not have had a life.
Yeah.
I might not have had anything, but I do now.
Well, then that should be good. Then you should be doing good then, right?
Well, I am. I am. You see, when a person is safe, then he has the luxury of worrying about things like finding a boyfriend. You know, see what I mean?
Yeah.
And I mean she. I mean myself.
Right.
That's a luxury. I never even worried about that for the last 8 years because I was in danger all the time. At least when I wasn't in Osgood.
Oh, right.
I was, Eric. Everywhere I went.
Oh, I know. I know. You told me the stories.
Yeah.
It
was more than danger. They were actually doing it.
Well, they were doing it to all kinds of people. Look at all the murders and
kidnappings,
wars.
Hell yeah. Even Mel Gibson, what they just did to him.
They're still doing it to him. They're not finished. I wouldn't be surprised if they screwed his car over, and that's why he had the accident the other day.
Yeah, I read about that too. I know. It's creepy because I know what they did to mine. And, well, that's really all I have to say, I guess. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know if I should think of anything else. Have you got anything to tell me?
No. No, why don't you just relax?
No, I'm not. No,
you could just I know, you could just relax now and forget about me and stay with
Eric,
your family.
Eric, I can't forget about you. I'm not going to stay with my family.
Well, then you can still keep me in mind, but you don't have to keep calling and emailing.
No, I'm not going to. You don't email me anymore anyway, and that's all right. I don't like email, Eric.
Oh.
But I know it's faster than talking.
Well, it's more convenient because you don't have to be on the same time zone or anything, that's all.
Eric, I understand. I'm not going to bug you because there's no point in doing it.
Right.
There's no point in talking to you anymore.
Right.
You've done what you had to do, and I'm here and I realize all this stuff. And you've got your own life, too. I'm sure you'd much rather be...
Well, there's not much of a life right now, but...
You'd much rather be making egg soup or something than talking to
Well,
you.
I like it better on the toast, but it's good either way.
Oh, your egg.
But, I mean, we need to get... eventually, everyone will have a life. This is just a mess for a lot of people right now.
It's interesting what you say about, you know, what you write about when you write about stuff, because it's so hard to tell what you really believe and what you don't. Because I know you cover up what you really believe.
Oh, you think so?
you're such a private person.
Well, what do you think? I write one thing and say another. I believe another.
It depends on where you write it.
Oh.
I think I have a pretty good idea just from how you've acted. There's been a few times that I can practically remember them all, when you let your personality slip through and you didn't mean to.
Oh.
And it, you know, and it just showed that, it just showed me that Eric's a real human being with feelings like anybody else.
Oh.
But really, your intensity is so wonderful. And I know it has untoward effects with you too, because it makes you really nervous and high strung. But at the same time, look at the advantage it gives you, an ability to think and create new situations in your mind and, you know, different possibilities. It's a blessing, really. And anyway, it's what you are, and you can't change it.
Right.
The mother made you that way. The mother nature made you that way, Eric.
Right.
I'm glad she did. Because I'm alive, good for you. If she hadn't made you that way, I wouldn't be here today, probably.
Well, everything's been fine, and so I guess you don't have to worry and take it easy.
Right. Yeah.
And you don't have to bother. You can just keep me in your mind, and then not. You don't have to keep emailing and calling then, all right?
Eric, I'm not going to keep emailing you, but I will call you every
time.
Oh,
God. How often?
How often do you want me to?
Oh, come on. Peggy, there's no point in it. What is the point? No. Do you see a point?
I'm not trying to lure you into marriage, Eric.
Yeah, but what point is there? Do you see a point?
Because you're my friend.
Oh, come on. All we do is have the craziest arguments, vague remarks that I don't even understand.
Let's not have any vague remarks or crazy arguments. Eric, this is the last time I'm going to pour out my heart to you.
Oh, well, then what's...
I understand.
The last time, then, if you're going to be calling, what are you going to be doing the next time?
Little Eric. My little baby, Eric.
What?
I love you. I love you, Eric.
I know.
I love you more than anybody I've ever loved in my life.
I know.
Because you are so wonderful.
But if you're not... What? I mean, what do you want? Do you want to call me the rest of your life? Come on.
I said every now and then.
What's that, though?
It's love, Eric.
Every now and then? I mean, come on, it's been every day. It's been several times a day for the past few weeks.
That's because I needed to, Eric, and I don't need to anymore. If things work out like I think they're going to, I won't need to talk to you because I'll have other people to talk to. I never had anybody else to talk to.
You still don't?
Yes, I do.
Oh, you do?
I think so.
All right.
Why do you think that I talk to you all the time? I didn't have anybody else to talk to.
You said you don't. You said you're bored and lonely.
I said I'm trying to make friends here.
Yeah, and you said there aren't any. You said there aren't any. One guy, maybe, a little bit.
I wouldn't stay here. I wouldn't stay here if there aren't any.
Oh.
But a journey begins with the first step, doesn't it?
All right, well...
And I told you I'm going to try as hard as I can, and I can try pretty hard. And if nothing works out, I will leave.
Oh. Yeah, well, that still doesn't explain why you keep wanting to call me when we don't really have anything to say. There's no point in it. What's the point? I don't get it. I don't understand.
It's not going to hurt you to talk to me
in
a few minutes.
Because it won't hurt me? But, Peggy, it wouldn't hurt you not to talk either. I mean, I don't understand. What is the point? Why do you want it?
Why do I want it?
Yes.
Because you're the kindest, sweetest man I've ever known.
And so you just want to do it because of that? That's it.
No, it's because
Come
you're
on.
Wise, Eric, and you're kind.
And you wonder why I wonder about you. Come on.
Eric, because I tell you you're sweet and kind?
Oh, Peggy.
Oh, Eric. And you have such a beautiful voice.
Oh,
and you're
God.
Such a man. You are such a man. And I really respect you.
You what about me?
I said I really respect you because you're such a man. You're everything a man should be, Eric.
Oh.
You're dignified and you're decent.
Oh.
And you're kind. And you're intelligent. And you do what you have to do when it's the right thing to do, regardless. That's why I trusted you, Eric, because you didn't ever betray me. And I mean that literally. You never did. You did what you were supposed to do. You did what you knew was the best for me. And I know that you did.
How can I betray you? What does that mean, betray? I mean, I...
Oh, I don't know. Say you're going to do something for me and then not do it. Or do what would be best for you and not for me. I asked you for help and you never betrayed me.
Oh.
So the very first time I talked to you, Eric, you told me that I could publish on your site. I remember that conversation, even though I don't know remember exactly when it was.
Oh, okay. Well, look, still don't see the point in calling all the time. I don't get it. What is the point of this? These conversations are nuts.
Because you mean so much to me, Eric. And not because... Eric. Eric.
What?
And not because I'm in love with you.
Oh.
That's not why.
Oh.
Because that came later. It did come later.
Oh.
As you well know. Wasn't I calling you before that?
I don't really remember the details.
I know you don't. And you don't, and you just want to, you just go on and you live your life and do it the best you can. But I at least want to talk to you every now and then, Eric. Because I do value you.
Oh.
You're like, I don't know what you would be like to me, Eric. Like a big brother who saved my life, maybe. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it because I don't have an analogy for it.
Oh.
But when I think of you, I could do anything for you, Eric.
Anything except stop calling, right? Come on, that's there's something strange going on.
You know what,
you
Eric?
What?
That's asking too much.
It is not.
Yeah, it is.
How about explaining why? I don't get it.
Eric, I don't want to talk about that. Do you know why?
I know why you don't want to talk
Wait.
About it.
No, be quiet. Stop being clever, Eric, for a minute, and just be kind, Eric, for a second. There's no need to tell me that. Let me do it on my own. Okay? I already said about that the journey has wrapped up and it's at an end, Eric. I'm on my own now.
All right.
I told you the other day you gave me back my life, and you did. You and whoever else, if there is anybody else who helped.
Oh.
Maybe people gave you advice or something. I know Bob Chapman has helped me. I don't think you work with him, but he was something separate. He was kind, too. He's such a good man. God.
Well, maybe that's why he doesn't want you calling. He got tired of it. You said he
I never called him.
Yeah, I thought you did call. I thought you did.
Bob Chapman?
Yeah.
You can't call him. He's not reachable by phone.
I thought you said, email then. You were emailing him? Is that what it was?
Oh, I haven't emailed him about anything foolish.
I thought you said he wasn't talking to you anymore.
No, I said he's not calling me back anymore. He's emailed me back.
Well, that's what I mean, calling back on the phone.
You can't call him. He doesn't call me, but he used to, and because there's no need for there's no need to call me. He only calls when there's a need. And in addition, he emailed me about a week ago with something that I had asked him about.
Oh.
He's not cutting me off.
Well, he tells people to email him questions all the time.
Sure he does. And we do. Every now and then.
Oh.
Look, Eric, just for the record, I know that you don't think I'm crazy.
Oh.
Sweetheart.
Yeah, well,
And I know that you're not crazy.
Yeah, but the other option is that you're not crazy, but you're part of the big monster crime network out there.
Well, yeah, that would be another alternative.
Yeah, of course.
Or there's,
I know there's a third one. I know you're going to tell me.
No, Occam's razor, whatever is simplest, is probably the right answer.
But that's not true.
And the simplest thing is that I was in trouble.
That's how the Jews get away with so many crimes. They fool people into thinking that life follows those silly little rules.
I'm not a Jew, sweetheart.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't say you were. I'm saying that's what they use that with 9/11. They use this Occam razor.
You're more Jewish than I am.
Oh, great. I'm just saying that they use that Occam razor nonsense to try to disprove 9/11.
It's not nonsense. It was created by a Christian.
It doesn't mean anything.
In about the year 1100.
We can't follow rules like that. That's how they cheat.
It's not a rule. It's like an axiom.
It doesn't work in real life.
It comes from real life. It's just common sense. That the simplest explanation is usually, except when you're dealing with Eric Hufschmidt.
It doesn't work.
The simplest explanation.
That's not true. That's how they just say that to fool people, and then the people don't look for the complex, which is. They don't look at the complex options because they think, oh, it has to be something simple.
That's when you're talking about the Illuminati. When you're talking about Peggy Borger, it is the right answer.
No.
Maybe the right answer is that she called you because she needed help.
Well, that doesn't explain why the calls keep going and going and going and going and going.
And you never failed her from the very first. And being a weak and frail woman, fell in love with a man who saved her life. That's pretty common in literature and in music and in opera and things like that.
Yeah, well,
and that's what happened, Eric.
All right.
And I would do anything for you. But I know you don't need me to do anything for you.
Well, I know. You'll do anything except not call. I know, I know.
Why don't you wait and see?
All right.
You're beautiful, Eric.
Okay.
You're a fine man. You're the finest man I've ever known.
Oh, right.
Bye, honey.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.